A full team is here. Oh, you know, we need to get Maria Bailey up earlier. Get her on here. You know that, Richie? She's your friend. Get her to get
She's
here.
She's your friend, Rich. You get her.
Yeah,
you get
her. Buddy. She's my pal.
Yeah, no, she is. All right, so it's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. The Ides of December are upon us. 15th of the month. The Ides of December. This is a day, this is a very important day, because it's one of the special days in the week that end with a letter Y. Have you noticed how special those days are?
You're a weirdo.
So important.
I was just checking Facebook birthdays. A lot of birthdays today.
Yeah.
Really? I only have 3.
Really?
Really?
I have like 10.
Oh, well, that's because you're so much more important than the rest of us, Rich.
No, it's just today.
I don't know.
I'm connected to people. Holland Cook, buddy.
Holland Cook.
Oh, he's not my friend.
No. Forget about him. Speaking of friends, we are having a discussion ongoing about cell phones and other things that were up for being banned. 800-510-8255. Jennifer is monitoring the Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday show. On Twitter, you can do the same thing. You can go to dougsteffen.com, send email, whatever. But I love to talk to people about stuff like this because you know as well as I do, you know, in your heart of heart, in your soul of souls, in that place that only you can touch, nobody else goes there but you, you know you're fed up with people telling you you can't do this and you can't do that. It is the very definition of big, bad government that have brought you...
Nothing freaks me out more than the word no.
Well, no with a good reason, and there are some good reasons... For not using, I mean, a lot of good reasons to not use a cell phone. But does the government have to be your thought process?
Are you not smart
enough to figure this out on your own?
But it is sad because people don't have any common sense with their own limitations anymore. It used to be that you did what you could, you could control.
So which came first? You being a dummy and not doing these things on your own? Or the government saying you are a dummy when in fact you aren't, and doing your thinking for you. That's really, which thing came first? Your dependence on somebody else doing the thinking,
reality
or
TV.
Your lack of thinking? The government has taken all kinds of great programs out of our public education system that would help us think and discern. Plus, we've got these damnable tools in front of us that we just like, Roberta, you'll appreciate this. Mm-hmm. There's a place... online call iwantoneofthose.com. And so if you go there, great gadgets. The one we were just talking about, for those who are not around, I'll give you a refresher. It's called the iMusic Station. It's basically a karaoke on your iPhone. And you can get this, Richie. It has 18 channels of memory. Vocal removal function for multiplex tracks.
Here's my phone. Let me see what it is.
FM radio costs $108 for this thing.
Oh.
All right. Now, will people use this while they're in the car? Maybe. Might? Yeah. Now, if this is where we get into the sticky territory, because if you are stupid enough to do this and you run off the road and kill yourself, I don't really care. You've done it to yourself. Now, the tricky thing is, if you do it and somebody else is involved in the accident and they get hurt or killed, then not so good. And that can be said for a lot of the other things that have been banned or the suggestion of banning them. Smoking, for example. You want to kill yourself? Hey, go for it. Do whatever you want. But the problem is that when you're smoking, it's hard to do it without it affecting somebody else unless you're out in the middle of a 40-acre field.
All right, so riddle me this, Batman.
Yes, Robin.
Why is it that the government, on some things that are bad for you, wants to control them and make laws?
Liquor is a good example.
And on other things, like liquor and cigarettes, they just want to tax you.
Right.
So that they can make money. What is the deciding factor in behavior
that makes them say,
I want to control
that? Thank you,
or
Jennifer.
I just want to make money on that.
Jennifer just hits the nail on the head. You know, the Kennedy family makes 7 cents on every bottle of booze that comes into this country from outside of this country.
Yeah,
so you think that's going to get illegalized? How much money do you think R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company and the other 3 or 4 major manufacturers of tobacco products give in look at the, not mine, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in campaign donations to politicians all over the country.
Wow.
In every state that's affected by this. Same thing is true of the McDonald's lobby.
I hear commercials for CTIA, the Wireless Association, which former quarterback and Congressman Steve Largent runs now on our local news station all the time, saying we need more of this. That is a big lobby, and they give to the politicians a lot. So if you go cutting off cell service while people are on the road...
Well, that's why it's not going to happen.
When most of business get used.
You have just answered the question. Right. If somebody says... Is this going to happen? The answer you give them is no.
So to make it a law that we wear seatbelts, there was no money to be made there, so they just made it a law, flat, boom, gone.
Right. Yep. You got it, Richie. Once again, your genius has surfaced.
And I don't even know it. Is that perfect or
It's wonderful. Perfect.
I am so Kreitz. I am so smart.
800-510-8255. So you may explore this with us if you would like. Or related things. You can tweet it. You can share
it. Follow the money, baby.
Email it. It's all about the money. So it's pretty simple how it is these things come into play. That's why it won't happen. Richie's did. So maybe we should stop talking about it.
Oh, no. Something's going to happen. They're just going to figure out a way to make money, tax it somehow.
Well, if you elect somebody else, maybe that won't happen. What, taxing the use of a cell phone in the car? Or taxing use of a cell phone.
Some way, somehow, they're going to figure out a way.
Don't we give every month? I just paid my Verizon cell bill last night. Isn't there a tax on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
A lot of tax.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they already got it. They got it. All right. I'm deciding I'm going to take a trip. I'm going to go on LSD. Had enough of this.
That is something.
I almost like to see it.
I'd actually see it.
However,
I thought you were already taking it, Doug.
I want to have people tell us what they think LSD means. I've mentioned it three or four times. I'm using it as more of a thread. LSD, when it comes to Doug Steffen and you and me, what does it mean if I'm on LSD with you? LSD. What does it mean? We're on a trip.
Let's share drugs.
LSD. That could be, that's not it, but it's a possibility. 800-510-8255. What does, if you and I are on LSD together as we share our time on the air, what, or in the radio, or in your speaker, or on your iPhone, or wherever you are, I want to know what it means to be on LSD from my perspective. What do you think? What do those three letters stand for? 800-510-8255. Here's another question. Full of questions today, Roberta. And Roberta, your answer to this question is yes. I've already given you the answer to the question, so now would you like the question? Would you like the question or not? Come on, Roberta. Grow up here. Let's go. Huh? Are you a woman?
Yes.
Okay. That's the answer to question number one. Roberta is a woman. Okay, are you a woman over 35?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have fine lines on your face?
Yes.
Do you have deep wrinkles on your face?
Yes.
Do you want to look 10 years younger, Roberta?
Yes.
You don't have deep wrinkles. You had them all surgically removed.
But Rich, believe me, I was sitting across the table from her the other day. She's got some pretty deep wrinkles.
She's had them pulled out.
They missed
it. Looking good.
Yeah, no, there's a couple they missed. All right, so anyway. And that's my, I said it lovingly.
Honestly, I would shoot you.
Well, you can't.
Yes.
Because I'm here and you're there. Na, 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 na.
Yes.
Would you like a free bottle of a product that will fix all of those problems you've just acknowledged, Roberta?
Yes.
Jack Daniels.
That helps.
That's not free. We have to give the Kennedy 7 cents for that bottle, at least.
Yes.
Here's a... You see, this is probably going to be the end of it. Folks, you've already heard the end of the commercial. Well, I have to just give you a website, and then we're done with this, okay? The website is organicattitude.com, radio code Good Day. All right? You'll get a free bottle. You want a free bottle of this, Roberta?
Yes,
okay. So Roberta wants a free bottle. You know what? You can be just like Roberta when you grow up. You can get a free bottle, too. A Fountain of Youth. Go online to organicattitude.com. Radio code is Good Day. You get a free bottle of Fountain of Youth. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. But it's neat to have something like this that's free. Right, Roberta?
Yes.
You'll go to organicattitude.com/good day. Will you not, Roberta? And you'd be like all the rest of the kids on your block getting a free bottle.
I can't stand a yes woman.
No? What, you wanted to say no and then it spoils the commercial?
I'm more used to saying no.
I know, I understand that, Richie. But this is not the, you're just not asking the right questions.
No, okay.
See, I've asked Roberta all the right questions and she said yes to every one of them.
Okay.
Got it? Organic attitude. Yeah, okay. This is going to be it for the rest of the program. The only thing we're going to get out of Roberta is, plus the Queen of Cheap has deals from Target, Lane Bryant, and things like that today. So go to organicattitude.com/good day for your free bottle of Fountain of Youth. Right, Roberta?
Yes.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electrics. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check, is it? I know, we just built the wooden ducky assembly. But Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be turning out e-readers, digital SLR cameras, laptops, and Beats by Dr. Dre solo headphones for $179.99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/17.
La, 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 la. Okay, a couple of things working here. What are they going to ban next? And what is the meaning of LSD? Mike, we'll start with you in Maryland. Hi, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
All right, not too bad.
Good, good, good. All right, so what's your thought on banning cell phones and other items of interest or non-interest?
Well, I consider the fact I'm driving down the road on juggling a cell phone, an MP3 player, Kindle, sandwich and a bottle of water. I think that's fantastic shit.
Distracted much?
They should ban stick shifts.
All right. There's a visualization. Hey, same to you, Mike. Thanks a lot. Bill's in Chaparral, New Mexico. Going to drive through there next week, Bill. I'll wave hello as I drive through. All right, so what's the meaning of LSD from your perspective as it relates to me?
Well, it's lysergic acid dithiolamide.
Oh, that isn't what I was thinking. That's what LSD really is, right? I'm trying to reinvent the usage of the term LSD and make it more fun. All right? How much of that stuff have you taken over your life, Bill?
I just read an article by Timothy Leary when I was in high school in Newsweek.
Yeah?
And he was a proponent of it.
Yes, he was. You ever smoke any peyote out there?
No.
Using anything at all?
He's got to give him a prize, though, because he knew the right answer.
No, that's not the right answer, you see.
Oh.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Doug's not looking for
that.
No,
I'm not looking for that. All right, Bill, thanks. Merry Christmas. Enjoy whatever it is you're using. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power. The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stcenturygoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stcenturygoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stcenturygoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, centurygoods.com. That's 21stcenturygoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is for that special lady.
Close your eyes, make a wish. All right, so those who follow the X Factor, is that including anybody here? Jennifer, Roberta, Richie?
I am underwhelmed by the X Factor.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
He was one of Barbara Walters' most, what was the name of the show last night? Most
fascinating people.
Yeah. You know what I'm to realize about him? He's got an extremely flat head. Is that his haircut or is that his head? Is it like
I believe it to be his haircut because it's bad.
Yeah, like
for someone
like
with so much money, he flobies.
I could put my
like
beer on top of it.
He's By the way, if you listen to his voice carefully and look at his mouth, look at his teeth, you can see that he. This was unbeknownst to many, I think, before. Is a big time smoker, and it's reflected in how if you look at his face carefully. Now, and remember him when he first came on the scene a few years ago, he's aging fast. And then the guy's making, what, $50, $60, $70 million a year, maybe more. But, you know, if you make that much money, what good is it if it doesn't really...
If it's killing you
enhance.
To make it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, this is Marcus Candy from the X Factor singing I'll Make Love to You, a Boys to Men song. Let's crank this up a bit, Richie, see if we like this. It's a very likable song to begin with. I think this guy sounds okay. Anybody disagree with me?
It's okay. It creeps me out that it sounds like there's kids singing this song now.
How old is Marcus Candy?
He sounds old enough, but the chorus sounds like little kids singing with them.
All right, so let's get Simon's take on this, Richie.
Marcus, you didn't choose the song. You sang it well. My only issue is that your mentor... I haven't said anything yet. Your mentor is responsible for the staging. Right. With the rose, the zombie dancers, it didn't fit.
Yeah.
You know, it was like you were trying to do all these weird things at once.
Boo.
For me, it was very distracting.
Boo!
Very corny.
Yeah.
And for me, the problem is you didn't change the song enough, LA.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
With the rose, the zombie dances. What the heck does that mean?
Who knows? All right, here's Chris Rene, Richie, performing Sugar Ray's Fly. Put in some of his own lyrics. We'll find out what Simon thinks about that. You know this song, Jen Jen, right?
I do. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's good or bad?
Not as good as the original.
No, not even close.
Richie doesn't like it much. Let's find out what Simon thinks about this.
I love the choice of song. I've got to say, the Pepsi audience have done a great job on this. Was it the best vocal I've heard from you so far? No.
Hello!
It wasn't a mega vocal. Chris, here's my advice. There is $5 million at stake here. You've got one more song. You've got to come out next time with a lot more conviction, a lot more focus. You've got one more chance to nail this.
How many are there left here? Only three, right? Marcus, Candy, Chris, Renee, and Romero.
And Melanie and Josh.
Is Josh still in it? Oh, Josh. Yeah, yeah, I see him.
Yeah.
All right, ratified. Richie, what do we have for time? Play cut 15:18, which is Josh singing Hallelujah. Let me get Larry on here and see if he can tell us what LSD means. Larry's in Minnesota. Larry, what's LSD stand for?
Good morning. I think, if I remember right, is that a radio station in Chicago?
It might have been during the Jersey era. WLSD. I bet there is a radio station, but no, that's not what I remember. Thanks, Larry.
On October 23rd, 1843, two slaves named Sarah White and Benjamin Manson had a very special day.
He told how he and his wife had married on the porch of her former owner. The black preacher said the ceremony.
How do we know about their lives after such a long time? By looking through the files at the National Archives. I'm Aileen Ellis with this family research tip from Primetime Focus. If you're African American, there are three files in particular you should check for your ancestry.
The Freedmen's Bureau, the Freedmen's Bank, the Southern Claims Commission. If you put all of those records together, you can pull together a social history.
Reginald Washington has spent over 30 years getting to know these documents. He's the African American genealogy specialist at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. He also steers people who are researching their family's past to a former government agency.
The Freedmen's Bureau was an agency that was established after the Civil War to assist former slaves in making the transition from slavery to freedom.
The Freedmen's Bureau offered legal recourse to former slaves. They petitioned the Bureau, and their hopes, needs, and sorrows were all documented in writing. Labor contracts, pensions for black soldiers, the legalization of marriages like Sarah and Benjamin's. For more information on African American history research, go to archives.gov. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After the hour now, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program working on Wednesday, and I promise you, this is my campaign promise, you can all vote for me as the most helpful person on the radio in the country, if not the world. I will tell you before the clock strikes 20 before the hour what the true meaning of LSD is.
Oh, thank God. Did you just say it was Wednesday, by the way?
I said it was Thursday yesterday.
LSD talking.
It is Wednesday someplace.
Yes.
But
no.
Not on this planet.
No.
On the planet that's just like us. Did you see the other day at
DougSteffen.com?
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. At DougSteffen.com, we had a great story the other day about the stuff that's on Mars. Did you see that? Are you people following this? As well
because
as you ought to.
People are following this.
Are you following this?
Are you people following this?
Are you people following this? I'm trying to now put my fat little hands on the story, and now that I've opened my big mouth, I can't find. There's a reference, though. I'll find it here someplace. Where
I was really looking forward to it.
What? What?
Your story.
I have a serious story. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not it. A serious story here for a minute. I'm not much of a union person, you know that. Not much. Mm-hmm. I especially don't like public unions, people working. But there's a reason, and it gets explained kind of with the status of American Airlines. I have been a very, I guess you'd describe this as big user of American over the past 10 years or so. I have close to 2 million air miles with them. And so I guess I would be considered a good customer, right? You'd think I'd be considered a good guy. I'm not going to go jump on anybody else's. Then that's the thing. They hook you into it, the programs, and you can get benefits from it. So even when they give you Succo service, you say, well, I want to get my benefits, so you stay with the airline. And that's how those things work. So anyway, American declares bankruptcy a couple of weeks ago. And I at first said something that wasn't true based on what I'd kind of seen and thought, and so maybe these names aren't important to you, but the story kind of fits. And as a matter of fact, if you go to Facebook, Jennifer posted yesterday a video that comes from one of my least favorite people in the media, Lawrence O'Donnell, who does a television program on MSNBC. He, in this video that you may want to check out at facebook.com/Good Day Show, he explains why Gerard Arpey, who is a name you probably don't even know, was the fellow who was the CEO of American Airlines, why he left the airline. I thought the board had decided to fire him, and in fact, that's not the case. He left of his own free will. I believe there are 15 members, either 13 or 15 members on the board of directors at American Airlines. They're all big-time business people. That's how you get on. You get paid a couple hundred grand to be on the board of directors of some of these big corporations. And so the proposal has been floating around at the board meetings for 4 or 5 months as to whether or not to declare bankruptcy. And RP didn't want to. He's been the chairman of the airline, been running it for about 9 years. The guy before him was a disaster. Disaster. The person before him was a good airline guy, but not great with the public. So RP was really a pretty good, generous, and solid guy. And the reason I say that is because of the reason for him leaving. The airline has $4 billion plus in cash. They have $54 billion worth of assets, mostly airplanes and slots and, you know, places that the airlines, they own things at airports, and that's a pretty sizable holding, wouldn't you say? They have $54 billion in assets, $4 billion in cash, and they had $59 billion in liabilities. Yeah, you can work your way around that sort of thing. RP said, no, I don't want to declare bankruptcy. When the vote came, RP, as the chairman and CEO of American Airlines, votes against it. Everybody else on the board votes for it to go bankrupt. The reason he, on that vote, closed his book, got up from his chair, and walked out of the room is because under the plan, which is now becoming exposed, more light being shed on the plan to go forward in bankruptcy 12 months, what will happen is they will take the $4 billion pension fund, which is underfunded by, I'm sorry, it's a $40 billion pension fund. At the moment, it's unfunded by $4 billion, and wipe it out. United did the same thing. Every airline that's gone bankrupt, Delta, all of them, did the same thing. So the people that work there, basically, whatever is in the pension now, that's it. Doesn't grow a penny from now on. So the $4 billion gets wiped out. And RB said, I can't vote for that in conscience. These people have not had a contract for 8 years. They've been working to keep the airline flying and in business, and you can't do this to them. Rest of the board said, nope, we're going to do it. So RB says, okay, closes the book, gets up out of the table, goes to his desk in his office, cleans it out, and walks out the door. No pension for him, no retirement, no golden parachute, not even severance. He left. Now, I got to tell you, that says something about him. And it also, I think, says something about what's going on when RP, who's a pretty smart guy, he's a young guy, they're 54, got a job that day working for, I think, a hedge fund or something, probably making a lot more money than he was making at American. And, you know, he made a statement. And that's what it takes, I think, today for all of us to make a statement, to have a strong commitment to what you do, how you think. This is a moral, ethical sort of a thing. Again, not loving unions, thinking that many things that unions stand for, I don't buy. But these people have put their money into their retirement. How do you just say, screw you, you're not going to get it? And expect them to go to work every day, flying an airplane at 34,000 feet, being happy about it. I mean, other than the fact they have their own lives in their hand, and that probably gives them motivation enough to keep the plane in the air. But the guys on the ground who are working on the planes, you think they're going to tighten that bolt, that extra turn, to make sure that it is where it's supposed to be?
Excuse me, I can't find my seat. Sit wherever you want. Who cares?
Yeah. Stand up. We don't care. So is my reasoning make any sense? I think
you need to treat those people well, for
yeah.
sure.
I'm Ladies and
well.
Gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts.
Or not.
Don't. We don't care. Whatever.
Yeah. I think the guy's got a lot of starch.
That's a stand-up
guy.
A good move.
Yep. Stand-up guy. All right. So I told you that story. Check out the O'Donnell video. How's it labeled, Jen? pretty obvious.
It's out there for the American. You can see it. It's clearly stated with American Airlines and okay. everything. Yeah.
All right. Now, speaking of clearly stating things, it's time for us to clearly listen to the Queen of Cheap. Her name is Madame Roberta Fasanelli. Madame. Yes. And she has some deals that you'll love.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Start with a magazine subscription. One of my favorite magazines called Budget Travel. Of course, I'm the Queen of Cheap, so Budget Travel would be one of my favorite magazines. Well, you can get 1 year of it for $3.50, and you can purchase up to a three-year subscription. So figure this, 3 years for just like a little over $10. That's an extraordinary deal and some great stuff in Budget Travel magazine. Regal Cinemas, if you don't want the popcorn or the hot dogs and you want to poison yourself with something else, they have $2 nachos. And that's through the 18th.
Yeah. All that yummy cheese, that great American cheese that comes from Russia that they put on
I'm not sure you would call that cheese, whatever it is. It's more like plastic. When it gets cold, ever notice it resembles plastic?
Yeah, it's a PVC.
It's like you kind of like stretch it out. But $2 nachos through the 18th if you really like that sort of stuff. Lane Bryant, fantastic deal. 50% off of everything. That's an extra 50% that's only through today. Everything online includes sale and clearance items. It's a promotional code is huge sale LB, standing for Lane Bryant. So you go to Lane Bryant online and you can get stuff 50% off. Target, they're giving you a $10 gift card when you spend $75. That's tomorrow and Saturday, the 16th and 17th. But you have to go to their Facebook page and like it to like them, and then you'll get that $10 gift card when you spend $75, which I like. And Walgreens online, $10 off orders of $40 or more. That's only through the end of tomorrow. That's an incredible deal. You buy your hair color, you buy, you know, your vitamins, you buy your makeup, you buy, you know, your adult diapers, whatever you need to buy at Walgreens. And you get $10 off of $40. The code is LAST10. And all of this information is on the Queen of Cheap area of the DougStefan.com website. So go ahead and check it out. Lots of good deals, too, from prior days. So check out some of the prior stuff, too.
In a moment in our television report, we debate a little bit the value of having Ryan Seacrest on the Today Show and the debate that's going on at NBC about that. I promised, and then I failed on my promise. I told you by the time the clock struck 20 before the hour, I'd tell you what LSD means, and I got off on my American Airlines Gerald R.P. Union thing. So now
that never happens here.
I know. It's a surprise. Yeah. Shall I do it now or after we have a couple of good commercials?
Now. Don't keep people waiting.
Yeah, don't keep us in suspense.
LSD, as far as it applies to the Doug Stefan Good Day program, means laughing, singing, and dancing. If you're on LSD.
I can't imagine why anybody didn't get that.
Yeah, what's wrong with you people?
Why do you find that so amusing?
Everybody should have gotten that.
Laughing, singing, and dancing.
Yes.
That's what happens here on the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Laughing, singing. You might not notice the dancing, but it's going on. So if you want to join that group, be in that crowd, then you'll be on LSD every day here.
During the news in the past top of the hour, it means a little something different, but yeah, the rest of the time.
LSD, right, exactly. Laughing, singing, and dancing on Good Day. We'll laugh and dance to Jennifer's TV report in a moment here on Good Day.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electric. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Office Max, save up to $30 on a Kodak Hero 3.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 17th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more. Only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be the lowest valued item purchased. Visit the price to hours or vary with the Toys R Us details. Newsbreak. A new survey finds Americans are very worried about the future of Social Security. Almost 40% think the retirement age will jump to age 80 by the year 2036. The Social Security Administration itself says that in 25 years, retirees might receive only three-quarters of their promised benefits. Money coach and personal finance expert Lynette Kalfani-Cox.
A 45-year-old woman earning $60,000 a year will pay about $360,000 into Social Security during her working life. After 2036, her benefits could be shortchanged by nearly $1,000 every month unless Congress makes some necessary changes.
Lynette says the problem is solvable.
Proposals range from raising the retirement age to privatizing Social Security to increasing taxes. But none of these options by themselves is a cure-all. We'll need a blend of solutions to help save Social Security.
The nonprofit group Engage America has built an online social insecurity calculator to find out if you will be shortchanged and learn how much you might lose. Visit EngageAmerica.com to do your own math and vote for your solution. That's Newsbreak from Engage America.
Speaking of voting, yesterday's poll is your pen and your will. 30% of you who responded to this said, no, my family and friends will take care of them. 22% of you said, no, I think it's a ridiculous waste of money. 24% said, I don't have any pets. 18% said, I don't have a will. 6% said,
some don't have pets or a will.
Of course.
Right.
I have to make sure that
3% I said, I'm taking a dog with me.
And poll today at DougStephan.com. What's your favorite contemporary Christian movie? All right. I think that's today's poll.
Christmas movie. No, it's what kind of Christmas card did you send?
Oh, okay. That was yesterday. Oh, wait a minute. I'm 2 days behind. The pet thing was the day before yesterday. All right. So anyway, we'll deal with that after we deal with what's on television, starting with the debate over Ryan Seacrest succeeding Matt Lauer, who appears more than eager to leave. And they're discussing who replaces him. So, Jennifer, what is the essence? I mean, we did deal with this a little bit yesterday, but I think it's more obvious as time goes
more
on.
More than eager to leave which one of his 10 jobs?
Matt Lauer?
No, Matt Lauer is eager
Matt Lauer
to
wants
today
out
show.
Of the
yeah,
Today Show.
There's an offer for him to go to 60 Minutes, and he's ready to make a change. His contract's up midway through the year. So they've looked at Ryan Seacrest at NBC, thinking that maybe he could take over for Matt Lauer. But what they have to decide is, will Ryan Seacrest be able to do hard news?
No,
and
they don't want
to. If he can't,
the issue
will they
is
change
whether
the
they
theme?
Do.
Right. Will they change the theme of the show, which they've been sort of trying by playing up the characters involved with the show and by keeping more lifestyle-friendly topics. So it's kind of it's divided right down the middle at NBC right now with the brass, if you will.
Well, but the franchise is healthier today than it ever has been. So obviously somebody has made the right decision to move it in the direction that it's being moved. And so, I mean, there's enough other hard news shows. The other side of it is, you know, we all decry the lack of coverage, news coverage of things going on. We want more fluff. And that's what this is, right? Of Seacrest. He's no Walter Cronkite.
No, it will be more.
I mean, they actually do
sure.
Now get some newsmakers on there, and they actually do talk about some pretty hard topics. And
so who else is there that could interview him? Maybe they should put Donald Trump on the Today Show.
Hey, there you go.
That would
he might be too old.
All right, the most intriguing last night. Did you watch that? Is it any good?
I did not watch it last night.
I don't know. Who was the most intriguing? They had the top 10, but who was number one?
I don't think it's necessarily in order, but it was, again, it was Simon Cowell, Kim Kardashian, the two guys from Modern Family. It was a big list, but I have some news that I think you're really going to like.
Make it fast.
Because God forbid I get you any of my news.
All right, go ahead.
Chris Maloney, you like Law & Order SVU. He has a new role. You know where he's going?
He's going to be a vampire.
Boardwalk.
HBO's True Blood.
True Blood, that's it. That's
yeah.
It. All right.
Hey, good one.
All right.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Pit Time, the weekend show that you and all your friends are talking about, mostly because of Leslie Segretti, because she's one of those topical people that you, when you nice. Listen to her, you know that she's nice. Really sweet, really cool. Wait a minute, Tom Kreitler is also on that show, right? Have you heard that, Rich? Kreitler's on the Money Pit.
I've heard he's on that show, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, and just by coincidence, Tom's here with us right now.
How about that?
Good day program. It's a
with friends like you guys.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Get into the holiday spirit, you old grouch.
Hey, it's ho-ho home improvement time, man.
Ho-ho home improvement time. I like that. 54 past the hour. Tom Kreitler is on the Money Pit, and you can hear it. Just go to the Money Pit, themoneypit.com. That's the right website. Actually, you can go to DougStefan.com, click on Tom's picture, and that'll go. In the contributors box, he is talking like Yoda, and you'll get to the Money Pit. You'll see why so many people go there. Tom has a blog on how to choose a paint color to improve your mood. What a great idea for Christmas. Give people a can of paint and tell them to lighten up. That's
go
a great Christmas present, huh?
That's right. Go at it.
Right.
Hey, it's a family affair, right? Right. I mean, you can do it together.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. It is. All right. So how do you choose? What do you... And this is whether it's lead-based or whether it's water-based, but paint colors really are important. I don't think a lot of people get it. I have a green, like a lime green in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Wakes me up. And yeah, I actually...
I guess so.
No, it really is. I like it. I have some bright colors. I have an older house that's modeled after being old, and you were in here, Tom. You know, it's yeah. kind of... Rich, you've been in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Roberta's been in the house. Jennifer... I don't know. Jennifer, you didn't come in the house. You just drove around the driveway.
She'd never been, yeah.
Yeah.
She drove around. Right. She knew better.
Anyway, so everybody's got a different way of getting their mood improved. Different colors mean it. So how do you find that right color? That's a great
You know, I think the accent, using these bright colors is great. And people think, how could you do, like, you know, a lime green room? Well, the truth is you really don't do a lime green room. What you do is lime green accents.
Uh-huh.
The Pantone Institute just is a sort of a think tank for colors, and a lot of manufacturers take their data and decide what colors they're going to use in their products in the coming year.
Really?
They just came up with like a tangerine tango, they say is going to be the color for 2012.
Wow.
And for us guys, that's like bright orange.
Yeah.
But you know, when
mango.
When a group like that declares a color of the year, you're going to start seeing, you know, tangerine tango toasters and things like that to spruce up the colors in your kitchen, for example.
Yeah.
It really comes down to using it very strategically, though, and not over.
It's funny how everything runs in, like, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, you had all the yellows and lime greens.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then everything got, like, dark paneling.
But are you suggesting I'm back in the 70s with my lime green in my bathroom?
It's retro. Is in again, man.
Yeah. They'll bring the color back. They just won't call it avocado.
Right, no, exactly.
Call it puke green. Yeah, all right, okay. Let's get to Jim, who writes, I recently bought a Cape Cod-style house built in 1938. Main beam that has a noticeable sag in it. No signs of damage. Roberta, that sounds like you've been in Roberta's house, because that's what's going on there. Should I jack them up or what?
You know, if it took all of these years for that beam to settle down, that inch and a half, Jim, I would leave it alone.
Uh-huh.
If you try to raise these beams back up again, you put a lot of stress on the house. You're going to move walls. You'll crack plaster or drywall. You can pull electrical connections apart. You can cause plumbing breaks in the lines. If it took, you know, 60, 70 years for your house to sag that far, and you try to bring it up in a couple of weeks, it's not going to be pretty. So I would live with it, unless it's an active structural problem. There's no sense trying to restore, you know, a saggy floor or a saggy beam like that.
What an excellent bit of advice. Tom, I don't know how he could figure this out without you.
We call it charm.
You charm, know? Yes,
it is. Live with it.
Right, yeah. All right, Colleen writes, I'm currently renting an older home that has drafty windows. I want to cover with plastic from the inside for the winter. My concern is the moisture that's going to be trapped between the old window and the plastic. If it gets fogged up, what happens? Is there a better solution?
Yeah,
move.
Have you heard of this product? It's a weather stripping caulk. It's like a temporary caulk. Have you ever seen this stuff in the hardware store?
No, I have. Yes,
it's cool stuff. You comes in a regular caulk tube. It looks like normal caulk, and it's clear, so it looks sort of like silicone. But what you can do, Colleen, is you essentially caulk the windows shut with this stuff, and then in the springtime it peels off. It sort of peels away like a strip of rubber. And so you can literally seal the windows for the season, have your full glass, you don't have plastic on it, it seals out the drafts, and then you peel it away in the spring, and the windows operate just as they did before. Now, there's one caution with this, and that is that you don't want to caulk a window that could need to be an emergency exit, like, say, a bedroom window or something like that, because you won't be able to open the window again once you do this.
Talk host that makes headlines because of the information you get on the program, The Money Pit. Tom Kreitler here with us on Good Day at 59 past the hour.